Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You have a pretty diverse lineup here. Much like your deputy mayors, it's really a good cross-section. Danielle, she comes from the YMCA. She ran the William Emsley branch. I remember talking to her about that. Rosa, is Rosa a partner of Phillips or just an attorney? I'm not even sure.
Partner, yeah, partner of Phillips.
And Dan Pizarro, is he still a fire captain at the BFD?
He's a battalion chief.
Or battalion chief.
Yeah, so he was promoted promoted from captain to battalion chief.
Okay. And Nolan, obviously, I've known forever. He's right now acting DPW. So what were you looking for? Because these are very key positions. What stood out? What made, with each of these candidates, what made you say, yeah, these are the ones we want?
We were looking for people who had success in their previous careers, especially with success turning a problem around. So each of the commissioners we're bringing on board are proven managers, but also proven problem solvers. Let me say that one again, Jim.
Okay. Yeah,
each of the managers. Yep. Sorry.
Go ahead.
Each of the commissioners we're bringing on board are proven managers, but they're also proven problem solvers, and that's one of the things we're really looking for.
And I've talked to Rosa. Her background really. It's going to be an interesting transition because she's done mostly, I talked to her mostly on business-related stuff. But she's very smart. I mean, she's got an Ivy League pedigree. Do you think it'll be an easy transition going from Phillips over to City Hall?
Oh, yeah, I do. I mean, her background really is in complex transactions and financial transactions, so her experience will really help us as we're digging out of this financial crisis. But everything the city does is in partnership with sometimes state funders, sometimes federal funders, private funders, and that's why the experience, having worked on complex transactions, it fits right into, you know, what the city does day in and day out.
And again, much like your deputy mayors, it's really a good cross-section of, you know, Buffalo. In terms of diversity.
Yeah, I mean, you put together a transition team, you know, that's broad and represents all different areas of Buffalo, and you end up with candidates that come out of those same backgrounds. So, you know, so happy to bring in this group of candidates. You know, Daniel Pizarro, who's going to be the commissioner of the Buffalo Firefighters, you know, over 14 years of leadership. But he worked his way up the ranks, you know, quickly, graduated number one from his training academy, tied for number one on the lieutenant's exam. You know, and there's this gap in the fire department because for almost 8 years, there was a hiring freeze. Mm-hmm. So there's there's 8 years experience differential, you know, between people with like 15 years experience to 23 years of experience. So Daniel is on the younger side of that hiring freeze. And, you know, as the department retires in the next few years, Daniel will be really in the sweet spot of helping to identify new and emerging leaders in the fire department.
And he's got boots on the ground experience, which is, especially for BFD, that's very critical.
But if you don't have boots on the ground experience as a firefighter, you will not be a good officer, a command officer, and certainly not a good commissioner. So, you know, Daniel has worked at some of the busiest firehouses in Buffalo, and that puts him in a very good position to lead this department.
And Nolan obviously worked his way up. You know, he's acting DPW commissioner right now, but again, same thing. Boots on the ground. He understands it. He understands the priority of having streets cleaned. You know.
Yeah, boots on the ground. Like, you know, DPW is a large department. You know, you're doing planning for bridges and roads and water systems, working with the sewer department. But at the same time, you're managing sanitation pickup and snow plowing. So it takes a real diverse skill set. Nolan Skipper is a problem solver. That was the thing that made him stand out in all the various interviews. It was his ability to not just see problems, but to come up with practical solutions to solve those problems. And he will serve the city of Buffalo well.
Because, again, his department will probably help define your administration. If the streets aren't plowed, if the sidewalks and parks aren't taken care of, that's what people are going to point to.
That's exactly right. This is where the community most closely interfaces with government, and community expects a higher quality of service. I promised a higher quality of service, and we are going to deliver that quality of service. You know, and Danielle Roberts, who will be the Commissioner of Community Services, a long background at the Y. She also worked her way up. You know, her first job was at the William Emsley branch of the Y.
And, that's where, you know, I first
that
met her.
Branch had some,
that's where I first met her.
Branch, yeah, that branch had some challenges. She came in and got that program back on track and then expanded to managing the Emsley Y, the Delaware Y, the Kenton branch before she went into a vice president's role. So we have high degree of confidence that she's going to be able to come in and help do a great evaluation of Buffalo's community centers and figure out how we can get the best services for the people of the city of Buffalo.
Because I remember that press conference you had back in March by that one shuttered community center, and you were talking about the need to – those serve important needs in every community, and they need to be modernized and efficient.
Yeah, I mean, community centers are really the head of civic engagement, you know, with the community. Seniors come to the community center. Young people come to the community center. Parents drop off kids for daycare. But also in terms of, you know, civic participation, community centers are where you vote. Community centers are often code blue shelters. So when it's super cold outside, they'll open those doors up. And when it's hot in the summer, they open the doors up to be a place of air conditioning for people with health problems.
And again, the diversity of, you know, you got people coming from the private sector like Rosa. You have people with boots on the ground experience. And it's a very diverse lineup. And I know that's one of your hallmarks. But to see it in action, and it's not just lip service, you know, that's got to be important to you, to have this diversity.
Yeah, I mean, it's super important to me. You know, we need to, and we are building an administration that looks like the city of Buffalo, so everyone from the city of Buffalo can identify, you know, with its leaders. And each of these people also brings a standard of excellent, but also a diversity of experience. Private sector, nonprofit, private sector, you know, working in private engineering firms, then coming into the city, private law firms, nonprofits. So, you know, we want the best for the people of the city of Buffalo, and you can only do that if you attract and recruit and hire the top flight people, and that's what we're doing.
Now, logistically, the approval of the deputy mayors and these four commissioners, those still have to come from the Common Council. Will that happen before the end of the year, or do you expect that to happen in January sometime?
No, as we close into the end of December, we'll be making all the deputy mayors and the commissioners available to the Common Council. We're in the process now of scheduling interviews. I want every Common Council member to have an opportunity, you know, to meet informally with the commissioners, ask any questions they like in advance of the formal confirmation hearings, which will take place on December 30th.
It's important, though, I would think, to have your commissioners, everybody ramped up, so come January 1, when you move over from Seton Hall to City Hall, you're ready to go.
Yeah, this is what we're trying to do, Jim. So, you know, when the starting gun goes off, we don't want to start running. You know, we want to have been running already. So when we come in on January 1st, we're already moving. We're going to have the key people in place and ready to go. They will be doing briefings with current commissioner. So we got to hit the ground running. You know, especially when it comes to, you know, the calendar. I'll be coming into office on January. We have to make sure that the snow plan and the snow fighting equipment is ready, you know, to go. We don't have any time to warm up on this one. We're coming in the middle of winter, and we have to make sure everything's working.
Yeah, I mean, the community centers have to be ready if it's cold, which it's January, so it's likely to be cold. Unfortunately, you probably will have snow issues. You know, the weather gods aren't going to say, well, he's new mayor, let's give him a break. You know.
Well, we have been making special pleas to the weather god to give us a little break in January so we make sure we're ready to go.
Maybe you need to do a human sacrifice. No, just joking. So, all right. On that happy note, I think we're good. And thank you. And I'll look forward to probably another announcement next Friday or something. See, I'm reserving my Fridays for your announcements.
It's good. It's a smart thing to do. We got a couple more coming.
Sounds good. So, I think you get A+ so far. My humble opinion, you get A+. So.
Excellent. We'll talk to you soon, Jim. Good luck with Gillibrand.
And Hochul. The big three today, Ryan, Hochul, and Gillibrand.
Wow. I'm in the marquee now.
Yeah, you are. But in my world, you're probably the most important of the three.
Well, the government touches, you know, locals the most, right?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.